Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece from Foreign Affairs about America's potential brain drain and the impact of Trump's policies on universities.
This sounds crucial, especially in the context of growing competition with China. What's the core argument?
The author, L. Raphael Reif, argues that Trump's war on universities, particularly funding cuts to research, is severely jeopardizing U.S. innovation, and ultimately, its global standing in science and technology. This is happening while China is aggressively investing in these areas.
So kind of a self-sabotage situation while our biggest rival surges ahead?
Precisely. Reif highlights how U.S. universities have historically been the birthplace of groundbreaking technologies. The internet, AI's neural networks, CRISPR, mRNA vaccines, all stemming from university research. Cutting funding is like cutting off the lifeblood of innovation.
But haven't some argued that universities are too liberal and need reforming?
Reif addresses that, pointing out that scientific breakthroughs shouldn't be about political leanings. A cure for cancer is a cure for cancer, regardless of the researcher's political views. The article also mentions J.D. Vance's comments about aggressively reforming universities to be more open to conservative ideas. This focus on ideology seems misplaced when national competitiveness is at stake, don't you think?
Absolutely. It seems short-sighted to prioritize political ideology over scientific advancement, especially when China is prioritizing exactly that, advancement.
Right. The article also discusses the impact on recruitment and the brain drain. Talented scientists are considering leaving the U.S. due to funding cuts, academic censorship, and hostile immigration policies. European universities are actively recruiting them. It's a loss for us and a gain for them.
It's like we're training the competition. What about the impact on the next generation of scientists?
Universities are limiting graduate student admissions, postdoc positions, even rescinding offers. The National Science Foundation has halved graduate fellowships. This is devastating for young researchers.
It's a grim picture. The article also talks about China's focus on STEM education, right?
Yes. China has been strategically increasing its STEM PhDs and outpacing the U.S. in research publications. They're not just increasing quantity, but quality as well. The article mentions that in the Nature Index, Chinese institutions have overtaken American ones in terms of high-quality research output.
So what does Reif propose to reverse this trend, aside from obviously reversing the funding cuts?
He suggests three key things. First, public investment in university research needs to match the geopolitical threats we face. Second, immigration policies should attract and retain the world's best STEM students. And third, the U.S. must capture the value of university discoveries rather than letting a lack of patient capital drive critical tech development elsewhere. He uses the example of A23, a battery company spun out of MIT that ended up being acquired by a Chinese company due to lack of U.S. market support. Now China dominates lithium-ion battery manufacturing.
That's incredibly frustrating. A missed opportunity. So it sounds like a combination of short-sighted policies and a failure to capitalize on our own strengths is leading to this decline.
Exactly. And it's not just China. The article mentions other Asian countries like Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, and even India are significantly investing in R&D. We're in a global race for technological dominance. And right now, we're hamstringing ourselves. We need to realize that leadership in science and technology is not a given. It must be actively nurtured and protected.
A sobering thought. Thanks for breaking down this important issue.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We hope this discussion has shed light on the critical situation facing American science and technology and the urgent need for change. Until next time.
Goodbye.